like cubbyhole, and feel solidity above and below and around him, and happily tell himself that it feels delicious. Sometimes it does. But Sattell couldn't comfort himself so easily. He knew about Pop, up on the surface. He had shipped out, whimpering, to the moon to get far away from Pop, and Pop was just about a mile overhead, and there was no way to get around him. It was difficult to get away from the mine, anyhow. It doesn't take too long for the low gravity to tear a man's nerves to shreds. He has to develop kinks in his head to survive. And those kinks. The first men to leave the colony had to be knocked cold and shipped out unconscious. They had been underground and in low gravity long enough to be utterly unable to face the idea of open spaces. Even now there were some who had to be carried, but there were some tougher ones who were able to walk to the rocket ship if Pop put a tarpaulin over their heads so they didn't have to see the sky. In any case, Pop was essential, either for carrying or guidance. Sattell got the shakes when he thought of Pop, and Pop rather probably knew it. Of course, by the time he took the job tending the shack, he was pretty certain about Sattell. The facts spoke for themselves. Pop had come back to consciousness in a hospital with a great wound in his head and no memory of anything that had happened before that moment. It was not that his identity was in question. When he was stronger, the doctors told him who he was, and as gently as possible what had happened to his wife and children. They had been murdered after he was seemingly killed defending them. But he didn't remember a thing, not then. It was something of a blessing. But when he was physically recovered, he set about trying to pick up the threads of the life he could no longer remember. He met Sattell quite by accident. Sattell looked familiar. Pop eagerly tried to ask him questions, and Sattell turned gray and frantically denied that he had ever seen Pop before. All of which happened back on Earth and a long time ago. It seemed to Pop that the sight of Sattell had brought back some vague and cloudy memories. They were not sharp, though, and he hunted up Sattell again to find out if he was right, and Sattell went into panic when he returned. Nowadays, by the big crack, Pop wasn't so insistent on seeing Sattell, but he was deeply concerned with the recovery of the memories that Sattell helped bring back. Pop was a highly conscientious man. He took good care of his job. There was a warning bell in the shack, and when a ship from Lunar City got above the horizon and could send a tight beam, the gong clanged loudly, and Pop got into a vacuum suit and went out the airlock. He usually reached the moondozer about the time the ship began to break for landing, and he watched it come in. He saw the silver needle in the sky fighting momentum above a line of jagged crater walls. It slowed and slowed and curved down as it drew nearer. The pilot killed all forward motion just above the field and came steadily and smoothly down to land between the silvery triangles that marked the landing place. Instantly the rockets cut off. Drums of fuel and air and food came out of the cargo hatch, and Pop swept forward with the dozer. It was a miniature tractor with a gigantic scoop in front. He pushed a great mound of talc-fine dust before him to cover up the cargo. It was necessary. With freight costing what it did, fuel and air and food came frozen solid, in containers barely thicker than foil. While they stayed at space shadow temperature, the foil would hold anything. And a cover of insulating moon dust with vacuum between the grains kept even air frozen solid, though in sunlight. At such times, Pop hardly thought of Sattell. He knew he had plenty of time for that. He had started to follow Sattell knowing what had happened to his wife and children, but it was hearsay only. He had no memory of them at all. But Sattell stirred the lost memories. At first, Pop followed absorbedly from city to city to recover the years that had been wiped out by an axe blow. He did recover a good deal. When Sattell fled to another continent, Pop followed because he had some distinct memories of his wife and the way he had felt about her.